Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This Draft Day 2.0 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Fucking shine box.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Crame?
Dog. Draft day is here, Sean.
Draft day is upon us.
I'm looking right at the camera. I'm wearing the jacket.
Yes,
shout out to Vegas Ryan making an appearance in the headquarters studio. Sean.
Yes.
I was the first human to sit down in this very chair and draft teams for 24 hours straight. I showed humankind that it was possible to do it. 24 teams, 24 hours. Let's run it back. Sean, I've been told a couple times it seems impossible.
Yeah.
They didn't know it was already done once, but I am the first human in the history of the world to not only do it once, but do it twice. So shout out to me. Shout out to Jake making the sweet shirts. Shout out to all the guys helping behind the scenes. I have a number of folks reached out and said, hey man, sounds like you're going to have a busy day. Whatever I can do to help. So shout out to the D-gens. Shout out to the SGPN contributors.
Yes,
going to have a bunch joining us throughout.
Yeah, jacked up.
I'm going to say my voice now. You're up.
24 hours straight of fantasy football. Special guests going to be popping in. I'll be popping in and out, checking on Ryan. Make sure he's staying alive. Again, if you guys want to get involved, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft day. All the details. sg.pn/donate. We're going to have we're trying to get Daryl up to $10,000. We're going to talk to Daryl in a little bit, get his story. And and obviously draft with Ryan, draft with us, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. You could be listening to this show on podcast. Go, oh my, I didn't realize they're live. youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Ryan has entered his fantasy football prison. He's here. He's ready.
You imply it's not a prison. It's like the scene in A Bronx Tale where the bikers are in the bar and the Italian gentleman asks nicely, hey, would you mind to respect the bartender and keep it down? They don't respect the bartender or keep it down. So he walks over to the door. He locks it and says, now you can't leave. That's the situation we're dealing with here.
Yes.
Voluntary, obviously. Yeah. I mean, look. Definitely not forced to do any of this.
No.
And I'm excited. I actually we'll have some guys. I'll be doing some collaborative teams. That will be fun. Who knows? Maybe I'll end up with a Zeke Elliott. Fuck no. Maybe I'll end up with a Trey Lance. It sounds like Dalton might make me do that later. So I'm open for anything.
So we got we got a legit thermometer going.
Oh yeah.
Right now, sg.pn/donate. Get in, help Daryl out. We're going to hear from Daryl in just a second. He is one of us, a true D-gens only. Got involved in an accident, and we're going to hear his whole story and come together as a D-gen community,
Sean,
to help him out.
When we started our Slack, now Discord community, we said, what are we going to do here? Help other D-gens.
Yes. D-gens helping D-gens. And hey, speaking of D-gens, we still got to pay the bills.
Hashtag D-gens only.
And that's why sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. Head over there, get involved. Bet $100, get $100 free bet. Seems like a lead pipe lock to me. Of course, we're doing 32 NFL team previews with plays on the win totals over at WinBet. Again, fire that WinBet up. Fire it up. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/WinBet so they know we sent you. And get that parlay wheel. There's nothing more fun than the giving the old parlay wheel a spin. It's just awesome. And shout out to Win. They've been great. We're going to be doing live shows from the Win Studio in Las Vegas, NFL Week 1. Again, all you got to do to get started, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Ryan, Cousin Mush checking in, saying there's possibly an issue with the audio.
We're closing windows. Got a lot going on here.
Efforting.
Did it had to get a lot done before draft day started. So
yeah. And if you thought the 32 team previews stopped just because we're going to be drafting, well, Ryan's going to be drafting for 24 hours. I'll probably be in here for, well, less than 24. Certainly. No team previews alive and well, just did the Raiders one, did the Cardinals one. Shout out to our postman who came into our office and was like, wow, this place is sweet. You guys talk sports? I'm like, yeah, we talk sports gambling. He's like, I asked him who his team was. He's like, Raiders. I go, oh, you got to listen to the Raiders episode. Dropped it. So shout out to the post guy. And shout out to everyone tuning in. Got a ton of support. Let's do this, Ryan, before we officially kick things off with the first draft. And again, there's going to be a ton of prizes, ton of raffles going on. We're going to be giving away one Best Ball Mania entry per hour. If you haven't signed up over at underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN, get in there, 100% deposit match, and we're going to be kicking a bunch of that back. So
have we listed off all the things we're giving away?
No. Ryan, do you want to bring on Andrew and walk through the prizes?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Joining us here, man, myth, the legend. He's going to be doing a ton of fantasy football, best ball drafts for the network. And he's just the guy just loves best ball and the Washington Commanders. Joining us now, Andrew Robb. What's happening, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Ready to get no sleep? Draft yes. All the best teams, win $2 million.
I think energy wise, mojo wise, as a gambler, as a good handicapper, I believe, like, hey, you got to appease the gambling gods. And what better way to earn some good karma than one, by donating for Daryl, and then two, by doing this 24-hour live stream? I got a prediction here. Lead pipe lock. The winner of the $2 million is going to be coming from this day of live drafts. That's how it's going to work karmically.
I was just about to ask that. What would be the odds if this was, say, a sports book that could offer odds? Winning Best Ball 3 Mania entry will come on August 9th or August 10th. What are we setting the odds? 10%, 10 to 1, 20 to 1, 50 to 1. I'm saying it's the same odds as the Cardinals to be the one seed. 50 to 1. Let's go.
50 to 1. All right. I like that.
Let's talk about what we're giving away.
Yes. Andrew, walk people through the prizes and what we're going to be giving away on this 24-hour draft day two draftathon.
So we will be giving away, per your donations, through the donations, you'll be earning tickets into a raffle. We'll be having signed posters, probably the posters just Ryan, because it's only Ryan on there, but signed helmets from both of you. We'll be doing 24, $25 underdog credits. That's right. Oh. You can go in here, draft, and it'll be paid for potentially. So we'll be doing that. Also, we have 12, possibly more. Got to talk to corporate here, see if we can get some more merch store gift cards in there, but they'll be $50 each. And then as well as I'll be doing a fantasy football consult. That could be anything from going through your teams, trying to figure out who you're going to trade, who you want to drop, who you want to pick up. We could go over best ball information. So I will be also donating some of my time for a consult. And stay tuned. There could be additional things happening throughout the live stream here.
I like the idea of a best ball therapy session. And for those watching on YouTube, I'll zoom in on it. But here are the mini helmets. Two of these will be signed by
limited editions.
Myself and Sean Green. Unlike this major helmet that we have, the likes of who's on here, Sean? John Sally.
Yeah.
LeGarrette Blount.
Yep. Yeah. Bill Romanowski. So
which helmet is more sought after?
I think the mini helmet, honestly, is pretty sweet.
These will be two of a kind. I mean, they're the only
completely
two
rare.
The only two that will be out there. So
So Chad is already firing away. Scott Bowser chiming in. Kramer already wants to eat an edible. Maybe a little early, but again, Kramer comes in with this great plan. He's got his tuna. He's got his brain food. He's got it all sorted out. Walk people through your plan to survive 24 hours of best ball drafts.
Right? So yeah, I mean, a lot of it is about maintaining, right? You want to keep the protein flow for the brain. You want to make sure you don't get too carb loaded. You don't want to get sleepy. So what do I have behind me? I have a cooler. I have we'll call it a solid pound and a half of tuna salad. There's some apples in there, a little crisp. It's good shit, good healthy brain food. And then we got some crackers, you know, light carbs to keep me going. We got three cold brews for the nighttime hours. Brought some cold brews. Got some grapes. Fruit is important. Got a banana. And
over under on LaCroix's drank during the
I'm draft. On one. I would say I think last year it got the carbonation, you kind of hit a wall. And so I'm gonna say 10 and a half.
I'm taking the over on the LaCroix's. I like how you're getting the cold brews, you're spacing them out, and
they're little cold brews too. They're little like 6 ounces. Shout out to Farm Fresh.
You don't want to go too. You really have to balance your caffeine intake. Rodney checking in the YouTube chat asking nose beers.
Oh, decaf maybe. They're somewhere in here.
With the decaf, the smelling salts are somewhere in the closet. Maybe we'll dig those out in the late nights. All right, Andrew. Now, why don't we bring on Daryl and talk to Daryl, get his story. I know you guys are great friends. That's why you're going to be helping out, drafting and, you know, donating all your time and energy. So let's get Daryl on the line.
He's
talk
up.
To Daryl.
He's with us.
Daryl, what's happening, guys, man? Daryl, is Daryl on a delay? What's up, Daryl?
Not much. Can you hear me?
Yeah, he's good. He's
okay,
good.
Okay, cool. Let's just chat. First off, how did you find the Sports Gambling Podcast Network? I'm guessing Andrew told you about our Slack. I know you're a big F1 guy.
Yeah, Andrew actually is the one who brought me in. I had no idea about it. And of course, anything gambling, Andrew knows. So he's like, hey, check this out. And then he sent me the link. And yeah, I mean, it was cool, you know, connecting with a bunch of people who thought like me as well. So,
and that was the dream, right? When Sean and I started recording a podcast in his one car, it's not even fair to call it a one car, half car garage.
You couldn't
garage.
Fit a car in there.
We had a vision that we would build something that would resemble Fight Club,
yes.
But for degenerates who can't talk to their loved ones about their degenerate hobbies.
A digital degen sports bar, and shout out to Daryl for finding it and mm-hmm. getting into the F1. Ryan, I know you wanted to pick his brain about a little F1.
We got to talk, because if you're not an F1 fan, and shout out, the F1 gambling podcast feed literally launched last night. So shout
Perfect
out to
timing.
Kobe or Cody and Rod. They're doing the Lord's work over there, and they're kind of taking it from a layman's perspective. They're new to the sport, so they're taking you along from the ride. It's funny to hear a guy with a country accent talk about F1, way different than the British. But this has been a crazy summer. Guys are moving teams. I gotta ask you, Daryl. Hey, like, who is there a team that are you one of these guys that like hates Ferrari or loves Ferrari? Is there a team you love or hate?
Well, I mean, I am a Mercedes fanboy. Oh. I also like McLaren. Not really a fan of Red Bull. Just, you know, on Verstappen alone, I just don't like him. Especially after Abu Dhabi last year.
He's a huge piece of shit. I mean, if you actually look into his backstory, like, and this is great because we're here, Sean and I, we have the Dallas Cowboys. Fuck the Cowboys.
Yes.
I think many people in the world of motorsport, it's either fuck Red Bull or fuck Ferrari. And so to hear you saying fuck Red Bull tells me you're a newer fan. You despise Max Verstappen. His dad is a piece of shit who at minimum may have murdered someone. At maximum, definitely murdered someone. And so I appreciate the fuck for Verstappen. As a McLaren man myself, though, Sean,
yes,
I'm a little disappointed in the way they're treating our guy, Daniel Ricciardo. Where do you think he ends up, Daryl?
Ooh, it's tough to say. I mean, I saw like rumors that he might be going to Haas, you know, depending on if Schumacher can get a contract with somebody else, which would be, you know, very fall from grace from Ricciardo for me. I had seen a meme last, like, what was it, 2 months ago. I said, hi, I'm Daniel Ricciardo, and I'm a mechanic at F1.
Oh, no.
I thought that was pretty funny.
See, now, for those who don't know, Daniel Ricciardo is a badass Australian. He would be a perfect driver for an American F1 team. As we have a race in Las Vegas next year at the beautiful,
it drives right by the Wynn.
Well, presenting sponsor, I believe, is the Wynn, the beautiful Wynn out there. So
yeah, let's get real with the audience. Yeah, you guys got to sign up sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBet. Keep this sponsorship in place, because if we're with WynnBet next year, you know we're gonna.
You
want to
meet myself, Andrew, Daryl, Cody, Rod? You want to hang out with us?
Let's sign up. Deposit.
I think it's gonna be
getting the WynnBet casino.
I think it's gonna be turn five, maybe. Rodney can correct me in the chat.
But it's gonna be awesome.
We're gonna have a primo spot. So yeah. Anyway, it's fun to talk. That was the most interesting part of the Slack communities, now Discord, is that it turns out not only did our fans love football like us in the main sports, but we got degens in there. Sweating tennis.
We got a disc league podcast.
We got a disc league podcast, and of course, the motorsport stuff is really kind of blown up. So, stoked. Well, let's plan on it next year for the Las Vegas Grand Prix. You, me, we'll get some DJs out there, Daryl. We'll have a good time.
So Daryl, now, you know, Andrew, we became aware that you were involved in the accident. Andrew wrote up a cool story about your guys' friendship and all you kind of been through with the accident. If people didn't get a chance to read it yet, they should, but walk us through kind of what happened that day and how you're doing now.
Well, to be honest, I don't remember much from that day. I remember leaving for work in the morning and leaving like my place of employment at that time to go home. And this was all 4 days before my wedding too.
Oh my God.
Just add that in there. But I was on the way home, and a truck made a left-hand turn across my lane without, I guess, checking if it was clear or not. And I caught like the back end of it. It was a box truck, so like they had a lift gate on the back.
Oh yeah.
So I caught the lift gate at the back of the truck, mainly on my right side. Upon impact, it amputated my leg just below the knee on scene. And I got extremely lucky that somebody was driving by and stopped and placed two tourniquets on my leg.
Because
they said at that time, if they hadn't done that, I would have died on scene.
Holy shit. That's crazy. And I saw your, and I'm guessing you were in the hospital for a very long time, right?
100 days to be exact.
Wow.
It was a long time. I just got out July 22nd, I believe it was. So I was in from April 12th to July 22nd. I had a lot of surgeries during that time. I had a couple of staph infections, pelvis fixator that I had, which was absolutely horrible. If you don't know what a pelvis fixator is, I would say Google it.
Oh man. Well, I mean,
yeah, what a ride.
Well, Daryl, I mean, thankfully the good Lord had some, you know, nice ideas for you to keep going. And seriously, Daryl, you know, first ballot dog, just going through that and can only imagine. And again, we're raising money for Daryl. I mean, as you can imagine, the out of pocket expenses for this kind of stuff is crazy, and losing work. And I mean, even having to reschedule the wedding, all that kind of stuff. You're doing a good thing by helping him out.
Trimming the fat from corporate fucking America that just takes money from good people. That's essentially what we're doing. And
to Daryl,
say what you will about, and I Sean doesn't like when I talk about competing brands, but say what you will about Dave Portnoy one way or another, the dude has shown everyone how you can step up and help people no matter how big your community is. So yeah, man, stoked to be doing this.
Yep. So Daryl, appreciate you sharing your story. It's very inspiring. You know, give people a good frame of reference. If you're bitching about your day,
could be
much worse. You overcame a lot. It's really an honor to be able to help out any way we can. And thank you, Andrew, for sharing his story. And yeah, Appreciate it, guys. And let's get to drafting, right?
Hell yeah. Daryl,
appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, we'll catch you on the other side when we have duffel bags full of cash.
All right. Thank you guys. I appreciate it so much. This honestly means the world to me.
Well, again, we're honored to be able to help. So thanks so much, Daryl. Daryl, the dog.
I like that.
Like it. All right. Appreciate him coming on. And appreciate and thanks, Andrew, for bringing this to our attention and obviously spreading the word about the Slack and SGPN, everything we got going on. All right, Ryan, I'm going to read, knock out a couple reads here. Why don't people, if they haven't signed up at Underdog, if they haven't donated, perfect time, sg.pn/donate. You just heard what Daryl went through. I mean, just even rescheduling the wedding. Could you imagine that? Like,
wife must have been up his ass. Like, Jesus Christ.
You're not going to be at her wedding? Oh, mister, I got in a bad ass. You know, you could only imagine the deposits, the rescheduling, the work loss, like the out of the non stuff covered.
You
by
can tell Sean had a horrible time with his scheduling his wedding, but yeah,
no, mine was normal, you know. So I can only imagine.
While you're doing reads, I'm gonna throw up the whole raffle ticket. Like how much money you donate, how many basically
pull that up.
The more you donate, the more you're gonna get. It's definitely worth your while to donate more. And I, you know what, when things are going. I'm gonna be bullying people by donating myself, Sean. You saw me walk in with that duffel bag.
Bag of cash
filled with cash for one reason only: giving people's entries into Best Ball Mania 3. Shout out to Underdog Fantasy for supporting and some cash to put in the old donation jar.
All right, here we go. Run your pool. We're actually doing a NFL Survivor, free NFL Survivor contest with Run Your Pool. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Survivor. We got some big prize announcements coming for that. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Survivor. Highly recommend using Run Your Pool if you're running any sort of pool this season. And you probably are, right? If you're listening to the show, you're probably the guy at the office. Everyone goes, so we doing a betting pool? We doing a pick'em? We doing a fantasy pool? Whatever kind of pool you're running, you should run it with Run Your Pool. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Survivor. Step one, get into our free Survivor contest. Step two, run your own pool. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. That's right. Head over to oddstrader.com/bluewire. And again, great place to compare all the odds, shop the major books, find the best signup codes and promos from all the different sports books. And again, their app free to use. You got player stats, game stats, injury reports, weather reports, everything you need. Not only where to find the best lines, the best promos, you can get it all over at oddstrader.com/bluewire. oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right, I'm feeling pretty good.
All right,
I'm jacked up. Caffeine is coursing through my veins. God knows what else. I'm ready to go. Ready to have some fun.
Before we start, Sean, will anyone take it? So basically, I have a sliding scale. Anything from a $25 donation to a $1,000 donation. Will anyone take advantage of the $1,000 bonus? You get 90 raffle tickets.
We got some high rollers, Ryan. Some high rollers.
Where are the guys from the VIP? All right, let's pull this down. Let's pull this up. Let's go into draft mode, right?
Yes.
Are we ready for this?
I'm ready. Andrew, how you doing over there?
Oh, all
right.
Oh yeah, man. I'm ready. I'm running on some decaf nose beers here, so I'm good to go.
All right. I am going to poke my head in.
Okay. Let us know if it's safe.
It is.
Oh wait, hold on.
There are 7 spots. Let's go.
Okay. I'm clicking in. Enter.
Andrew, all right, I'm in.
Andrew's in.
Yep, I'm in. Yep, four spots. Oh yeah.
I'm in.
All right. 3,
2,
oh, wow.
1.
Jesus. That happened.
One person left. Hop in and we are good to go. Man, it's been a little while since we did one of these.
We've been grinding NFL.
I know, we've just been doing all the NFL previews. It's great to get back to our roots with some Underdog Fantasy. Again, sg.pn/donate. I want to see that thermometer skyrocket. All right, draft starts in 45 seconds.
So it looks like we got Terrell. John Ginder is Team Ramrod.
Oh,
yeah. Shout out to all of us. Is Tristan Best? Is he part of the thing here? I think I've seen him before.
And All right. So Terrell is in the four spot. Kramer, you're in the five spot. What else do we got? I'm drafting 12, which I hate. Andrew, you're at 10, and Gindy, he's 11. Team Ramrod. 11.
Yep. Gindy, oh man, was the 10, guy. 11, 12 for us.
I know. You guys know all the guys I like. And shout out to Gindy. We still dropped him off at the framing place, but those photoshops he got worked up of us as generals are going to be awesome. Can't wait to hang those up. Super excited.
So I think, and again, if you're listening to this, because the first hour is going to be released sometime around, say, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's Pacific still time. Yeah. 2 o'clock Pacific.
Plenty of time.
And C-Mac, first draft I've seen McCaffrey going.
It does seem like there's been a change in consensus where now Christian McCaffrey is the number one, Jonathan Taylor number two, Justin Jefferson drafted number three.
What are you guys doing to me? What are you doing?
What are you worried? You're going to have to, what are you worried about, Ryan? Jamar Chase goes to Terrell. Ryan, you're,
why are people scared of Cooper Kupp and I'm getting him at five?
Yeah. I think the Stafford thing is certainly knocking down Cooper Kupp. I would worry a little bit about Cooper Kupp. Andrew, where are you at with Cooper Kupp?
I mean, at five, that's fantastic in my eyes. I mean, I don't understand it really either. I mean, even if he comes back down to earth, he's still going to put out wide receiver one numbers no matter what. So, I mean, I love him there at five.
And I think,
and honestly, like if Wofford, now that I think about it more, if Wofford plays, they're just going to give him a ton of like bubble screens.
So. I also think that the like everyone is excited about Allen Robinson and Van Jack, like, but again, is there really that much competition for targets?
It's also true. Well, Allen Robinson, we'll see. Eckler, Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, all off the board. Man, I don't even know what I'm going to do here. Stephon Diggs goes. Andrew, you're on the clock. What are you doing here?
Well, man. So I want to take Kelce, but I've taken so much of him and I need to steer clear a little bit. My exposure on Kelce is pretty high, but you know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Travis Kelce. Gindy's on the clock. Wonder what I want. I don't have a player profile list for Gindy. Davante Adams. Okay. I mean, how do I not take Najee Harris?
Dog.
Love me some Najee Harris. And then what do I do here?
That's a great, I mean, right there. That is excellent.
What do I do here? So I took Najee, CeeDee Lamb, Joe Mixon, DeAndre Swift, Saquon, Debo, Aaron Jones. Oh, I'm going to take Mike Evans. Fuck it. I mean, my number one fantasy football running back and receiver. Yes, please. I know I'm reaching maybe a little bit for Evans, but again, I don't draft for 12 picks. So, or even more than that. Yeah. Cause it's like, whatever, 23. I got to wait for a long time. Aaron Jones off the board. Ryan, have you come up with any sort of like overall strategies you're going to employ? How many teams do you think you're going to draft?
24. I think there will be, I'll try my best to be different. I was a little shocked you didn't go Najee Harris and Aaron Jones there. That would have been an interesting.
I thought about it, but I Mike Evans.
I was like, go ahead. You can cue it up, Sean.
Yeah. So Aaron Jones, CeeDee Lamb goes to Andrew Robb.
I don't feel good about it. It's a disgusting act, as we know.
That is a disgusting act.
You're a Commandos fan. Aren't you going to be worried CeeDee Lamb tearing up your defense?
I'm just trying to win $2 million. And I mean, unfortunately, you know, I hate the Cowboys, but I do recognize that Lamb's probably going to get a bunch of targets. So I will take that in the early second.
I'd rather have no Cowboys than $2 million. I'll be honest. Joe Mixon goes, but I'm a maniac. DeAndre Swift off the board.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
Debo goes.
I mean, I get the case for CeeDee Lamb, but it's also, I mean, Mike McCarthy, third coach to be fired. Do we that know is, Chap 91?
If you're in
the fuck,
Saquon Barkley goes right in front of Ryan.
Is Chap 91? Is he maybe Darrow's brother?
Yeah, seriously, I need another T-shirt, Jake. All right, so pivot off of Saquon and just go,
Mark Andrews.
Go straight.
Okay,
Mark
so
Andrews.
Who's gonna draft Lamar Jackson and ruin Ryan's stack? Javonte Williams goes to Terrell. Javonte Williams, I'd like, but I'm worried about the Melvin Gordon impact. But end of second round, that's probably a good place to take him.
The other guy I had my eyes on was Alvin Kamara. It seems like he's not going to miss time.
No, it's pretty clear that it seems like there, if he does get suspended, it's not going to be this year. Lenny, playoff Lenny, Leonard Fournette, Tyreek Hill goes.
I certainly
AJ Brown confirmed.
I mean, I can tell you this build will not. I think maybe I'll just punt running back on this one and see how it turns out. I mean, it's certainly framing up to be the kind of build where I can get a couple stacks, assuming I don't get screwed. Get a couple stacks and then, you know, figure out running back later.
Make sure you sg.pn/donate. Come on, help toss Daryl a couple bones. You know it's good karma. Gambling gods will smile upon you. Michael Pittman gone. Cortland Sutton gone. Terrell on the clock taking Nick Chubb. It does seem like Kareem Hunt could be out of there, and that definitely helps Nick Chubb. D'Ernest Johnson maybe becomes viable super, super late.
This is insane. I mean,
I think we know who you're taking.
Yeah, T Higgins in the third round.
Yeah. I mean, T Higgins, Keenan Allen, or Mike Williams, I would have been excited for.
DJ Moore's there too, who I you know, I have a lot of DJ Moore, so I probably a little going to shy off of them. I think I actually have DJ Moore maybe rated ahead of Higgins by a smidge, but I think in that case, the Higgins case for him high floor is already there. But what if Chase goes down? You know, like what he's got a ton of opportunity. And I've seen a number of folks in the fantasy community pointing out, like, if you look at a number of metrics around targets, yards per attempt, yards per route run, they're pretty similar guys.
Keenan Allen, DJ Moore off the board. Andrew Robb, what do you think of this Isaiah Pacheco steam that's coming out of the Chiefs camp? Are you tossing him in some late round drafts? Where are you at with this?
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't have brought that up. In the last three drafts I did, the last three nights, that's been my very last pick.
Right? Yeah.
I think there is truly steam there. You know, I did the Best Ball podcast with Emerson Beery, and he kind of led me onto him a little bit. I knew who he was, and I've been reading the camp reports, but he led me onto him. And the further I look into it, I actually think he's probably just going to back up CEH to start the year. And I mean, as we saw, CEH has not been been working out there. So I think that it's a fantastic pick, you know, in the last, you know, round 17, 18, somewhere in there.
Andy Reid can make a running back score fantasy points.
I mean, a running back in that Chiefs offense that catches the ball, massive upside. And if you're getting him last pick, Keenan Allen, Josh Allen go back to back, then Kyle Pitts, then Mike Williams goes to Andrew Robb. Like that pick, Mike Williams there.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin goes to Gindy. And now I have back-to-back picks. Do I go James Conner? I like James Conner. I don't have any, do I go early quarterback? I guess I don't have a ton of Herbert, you know, talking with Decker. He kind of scared me off of, Justin Herbert a little bit.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it. So I did take James Conner.
You got to take Conner. You've been on the Conner.
He's been my guy. And then Gabe Davis. Yes, please. I still like the, although Jerry Judy's kind of interesting, but yeah, James Conner, Gabe Davis.
This is a very Sean.
This is, team. I mean, Najee Harris, James Conner, and then Mike Evans, Gabe Davis. I really like my team. Off to a great start. If I was grading myself, Andrew, talk us about your team. You're about to make your fourth pick here. What do you, Gindy? I know just drafted Darren Waller. You're on the clock. You got two receivers and a tight end. Kelsey, Mike Williams, CeeDee Lamb. Are you going best player available here? Are you forcing a running back? What are you doing?
I am going to punt running back for as long as possible and just load up on these wide receivers. So I hate to do it just because I don't love Tua, but Jalen Waddle could be a monster.
Yeah.
Besides Tyreek Hill. So I'll take it as my third wide receiver there.
Not a horrible fourth round. I mean, again, the volume, he was pretty inefficient, but you got to imagine Tyreek Hill is going to help him. Maybe gain some efficiency, lose some targets. Had a good season. I'm coming up. Oh, I was looking at Judy.
I will tell you, I don't know if you guys saw Mekhi Becton, offensive lineman, out. So I'm interested to see where Breece Hall goes here, if he's going to fall a little bit or if he's going to continue to go around 41, where he's been going. So I'm interested to see it, there. But I actually think this is better for Michael Carter. I think that they're going to have to throw the ball probably even more now. So I expect him to be in on passing downs.
Zeke, Judy, Travis Etienne, all off the board. And ETN's weird. I'm hearing steam about James Robinson running with the ones. George Kittle goes. Kramer, who do you got? You're on the clock.
Ever since I did the Cardinals preview, it's best ball. I'm taking Hollywood
Brown. Okay.
I don't have any Hollywood yet, but I had to move him up after I did that. After I did the Cardinals deep dive, I had to move him up. D Hop's out. He's going to just freestyle plays are going to be his things. I think we could, I hate to say it, but he's going to still have bad weeks, but in best ball, he's going to pop.
Well, we know he likes the speed. So
yeah. And Brandon Cooks goes to Terrell.
I heard Chris Long on the Greenlight pod with a funny take on that. He's like, why do fast guys got to drive fast? Like that should be a big offensive lineman who can't move fast in real life. Like exactly. why is the fast guy also driving fast? So for me, it was Hollywood or Brandon Cooks. So I see Terrell took Brandon Cooks after. There was another guy I was kind of considering, but.
So we got some donations coming in the past hour. We got $5, $25, $40 or $50, $25. Nothing in the past 40 minutes. Come on. SG.PN/donate. Let's get involved.
I'm going to pop something on the screen real quick. Let's bully people.
Yes. Juju goes. Allen Robinson goes. I'm not going to be drafting for a long time. I don't even know who will be available.
You really can't handle this.
What?
You can't handle having
I just don't
picks.
Like not drafting for a long time because then you end up reaching for guys because they're probably not going to come back to you. Godwin goes. Darnell Mooney goes. In the fifth round.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but team one, the last two picks,
Chris Godwin in late in the fourth, DK Metcalf goes, Patrick Mahomes goes. Is that the first quarterback so far?
Nope. Josh Allen. Oh, that's a bit ago.
Yeah, so I was going to say
things. Rashad
Bateman goes to Terrell. Like that pick
perfectly.
Oh, and Kramer drafts Lamar.
Draft day, baby. We are off to a great start.
Got himself a dog in Lamar Jackson.
No bullshit. Go look at some of the pictures of Lamar without pads on from a side angle. The dude just looks thick as shit. I am all over Lamar this year. I want all Lamar. All of them. All extra 15 pounds. Bring it to me.
Are we getting a quarterback run? Justin Herbert goes. I'm on Ross St. Brown. Were you looking at Herbert there?
Andrew? Yeah. Pair him up with Mike Williams. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Michael Thomas goes, interesting. I mean, I like the upside there in Michael Thomas, maybe a little early, but again, if you got your guy, get your guy.
No, I don't know if there is upside. I think I'm more fixated on just taking Olave.
Yeah.
I probably have Olave, to have some Thomas, James but late. How many versions of Thomas's season end with him not being like he will in the fifth round, there's not even that much upside to be had. I mean, yeah, I guess he could go back to a number one guy. Sorry.
Breece Hall.
Breaking news.
Might as well. I mean, he just fell. What was that? 14 spots. I mean,
yeah,
I'll try it there. I mean, you got to get unique, right? So he's going to start falling. So I might as well just start being the value hound and take the value there.
Love a good value hound.
All right. What am I doing here? All right. Do I go Homer?
Of course.
All right. Yeah, I got to draft Jalen Hurts.
You could just stack here right away if you want.
Yeah. Give me Devonta Smith. He's dealing with the groin injury, but still. Again, I'm an Eagles fan. What do you want from me, people? I love my team right now. Jalen Hurts, Najee Harris, James Conner, Mike Evans, Gabe Davis, Devonta Smith.
I was at a youth volleyball tournament down in Orange County over the weekend, and one of the teams it was like a Eagles tailgate. There was an Eagles easy up, there was Eagles like chairs, there were at least three dads wearing Eagles shirts. It was disgusting. They all seemed excited about the season. I asked one guy, he said 15-2. So
Trent Kuth in YouTube chat says he loves my board. Scratch that. Devonta Smith don't like that. I know. I probably should have just waited for Goddard, but the stack was so tempting.
Oh, look at you. I see you did all right with the running backs after punting.
Yeah.
I know you guys have been beating the drum for Dobbins, and I silently have as well. I mean, everyone's doubting him, and I love all the hate going towards him because that's just going to fuel the fire. And I think he honestly will finish as a top eight running back this year. So I love that in the sixth round.
Elijah Moore, J.K. Dobbins goes to Andrew there, Cam Akers, Alan Lazard. Interesting.
And shout out to, if you're watching on YouTube, which most of you probably are, shout out to Josh for making the sweet overlay.
Yeah. And shout out to Jake. I think we mentioned him earlier, but nailed it.
Shout out to everyone.
You can get all the draft day merch store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We got draft day puzzles, posters, shirts, the whole nine.
Well, at the end of this hour, why don't we give out what are we giving out? A $50 merch store gift card and a Best Ball Mania entry. That sounds good. Oh, I was considering Kyler. I was considering Kyler there, but yeah, I do need to start thinking about running back. So give me AJ Dillon. Seems about where he's been going. I do like grabbing him here in these types of teams where I've gone no running back to this point. I think he has a decent floor, and of course, Aaron Jones gets hurt. He could go. Absolutely.
Neutral. So, yeah, Kyler goes, Kramer grabs AJ Dillon. Terrell got Chris Olave, who I know is his guy. Sixth round. That's probably early, but
little reach, huh? Terrell,
Terrell knows we all, I would definitely an Olave Jameis best ball stack. Yes, please. Dalton Schultz, Elijah Mitchell, Trey Lance, Brandon Ayuk. And George Pickens is quietly moving up.
Trey Lance in the sixth round. All right, team one. I'm not a fan.
Trey Lance, Brandon Ayuk, Zach, and apparently Ayuk is kind of more a better fit for Trey Lance than Deebo Samuel as far as type of routes and stuff like that. So if you are making the mistake of drafting Trey Lance, at least pair him with Brandon Ayuk. Terrell grabs his quarterback, Joe Burrow. Kramer, you're on the clock. What are you doing?
Oh, I was not prepared for you to tell me I'm on the clock. I'm tempted to grab another running back that I think is going to have a pretty clear role. And part of my coming into draft day was this guy's fallen way too far. I'm not a big fan of the Commanders.
Fantastic pick. Fantastic.
But I'm reading the camp stuff, Sean. I who's stealing carries from this guy? I get he might have a limited ceiling based on how they used him last year. But I don't know. It's seventh round for a guy who looked the part at times last year. And people were talking, reminding people, remember he was a receiver at Memphis. A receiver. So yeah.
Andrew, for people who are new to best ball, obviously Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN, get the 100% deposit bonus up to $100. What are we looking for as far as position breakdown? Like how many quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, tight ends? Give us like a good range there.
So typically, you want to go 2-6-8-2. So two quarterbacks, six running backs, eight wide receivers, two tight ends. That's the as balanced as you can be. Outside of that, again, I'm more one of the people that like to stay a little balanced. So I won't veer off that too much. Every now and again, if I wait on quarterback, I'll take three at the end and have five running backs, eight wide receivers. I never go less than four running backs, never less than seven wide receivers. And then obviously you don't want to go in with just one at any position really, for the onesies. So, I'm on the clock here. Oh man. You know what?
Do this in your sleep, dude. Kadarius Tony went. Oh my goodness. Damn it.
The Kadarius Tony steam.
You know what? Might as well just get all the nasty stuff out of the way right at the beginning here. So
he was in my queue too.
Oh wow.
That is a disgusting act.
Gindy takes Miles Sanders. What? All right. This is gonna be a Sean Green all-star team of players. Give me Kareem Hunt. I think there's a chance he gets traded to a place where he ends up being like a legit number one. So I think there's a ton of value there. And let me check just gonna complete the stack here. Dallas Goedert at tight end. Let's go, baby.
I mean, Huntley is running with the ones, right? Isn't that the love training camp news?
No, I don't think he's gonna, and maybe he ends up you know, who knows the, but I think there's a world where he goes to a different team and he's like, you know, a pass catching every down back. Bell cow.
Oh, Andrew's on the same page as me. He
Traylon
just,
Burks, yeah. Tennessee Titans.
I mean, I don't know how he's fallen. He's going to be the number one there, if not from the start of the season, eventually. And I mean, this feels like the Jamar Chase can't catch thing last year. Yep. I mean, he's going to get the target. So I'll take that in the eighth round. That's fantastic right there.
So Hunter Renfrow, Russell Wilson also off the board. You grab Traylon Burks, not buying the asthma hype. I'm not worried about him. James Cook goes again, probably another late riser. He's seeming like he's catching some steam here as the season goes along.
All right. What's next? I'm sitting at, I'm about to come on the clock, Sean. I got Lamar, AJ Dillon, Antonio Gibson, Cooper Kupp, T Higgins, Hollywood Brown, Mark Andrews, like where I'm sitting. It does seem like this is the part of the draft where I think I'm going to have to scoop up some more running backs. It does seem like we're getting to that point in the draft where the running backs are starting to stuck. Shout out to our listeners and the people in this draft for letting Dak Prescott still be available. That's beautiful.
Josh Jacobs taken off the board. Don't like that pick. I want no part of Josh Jacobs. Chase Claypool goes Mapletron.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, are you guys not reading what's going on in Seattle? Rashad Penny's going to be their starting running back. We're in the eighth round.
Dog.
I mean, he ended.
Ken Walker apparently is drifting further behind. It sounds like it was just going to be Carson and Penny, and Pete Carroll was never going to play the young guy. He was just a future play. Yeah. I don't know how you feel about this, Andrew, but it seems like more like I'm going to end up with more and more Penny based if he keeps falling like this.
Yeah, I mean, I like the value on the second running back in every scenario. So again, like Antonio Gibson, you know, I like waiting on Brian Robinson because you're going to get him way later. There's really no downside to it. So I'll try to draft a lot of these guys later on. But like, honestly, Seattle's one team that I don't mind drafting both running backs on in the same build. Same with Washington, same with San Francisco. You know, I don't believe that every team can do that. But there's definitely a couple teams that's a viable option is, you know, drafting the one and two.
Ryan. So do we decide, how are we going to decide who gets the,
I don't know, Andrew, did we figure that out?
So there's no really good, easy way outside of, you know, me using my second monitor here and, putting in a,
oh yeah, he's got it.
A random optimizer. Yeah, I can do that. We just can't put it on the screen.
That's fine. Yeah. You're the arbiter of good faith and goodwill. You're trusted. You're a community member. We would trust you with our children. So we'll trust you with the raffle.
All right. So Sky Moore goes to Terrell, Chase Edmonds, Damian Harris, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, MVS, Dakota Rain, Prescott.
That is a disgusting act.
Ramondre Stevenson, who was in my queue. Ken Walker goes to Terrell. He's not buying your take there, or maybe he thinks there's some value there.
Oh man, we're nearing the end of. I think I'm just going to wrap it up. Wrap up the tight end position. I have Dawson Knox ranked pretty highly, and I'm just going to tie a bow on that one. Pair him with Mark Andrews and be done with the position. No one. I mean, there were some receivers I kind of was peeking my eye at, but I'll circle back later.
Kramer, do you want to put the draft board up a little bit?
Trey Lockett or Tyler Lockett goes.
Trey Lockett's a cool name too.
Yeah, it is.
Just an update here. Over the last 3 minutes, we had four additional donations come in.
Let's go.
Totaling $325. Hell so, yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, so I guess when this draft concludes, so what are we in the 10th round? We'll raffle off a $50 gift card to the SGPN merch store. We'll raffle off a free entry to Best Ball Mania 3. That's an actionable prize right there.
Hell yeah. Derek Carr, Tyler Boyd, Russell Gage. I like the Gage idea early on, but now with Julio, with Godwin being there week one, I don't know. Andrew Robb on the clock, zero quarterback so far, three running backs, four receivers, one tight end.
He's like, that's right. I'm doing it right.
And he goes Garrett Wilson. Ooh, I was
why is he falling?
Cause he's on the Jets.
Suck? Yeah. Okay.
You only have so many, you know, if you have 15 passing touchdowns in a season, it's not great for fantasy.
I might wait and try to take the MILF hunter later. So,
Tom Brady goes to Gindy. All right, I'm on the clock here. what am I going to do? Why not take a starting running back on the team we think could win the division? That's right, Damian Pierce. And then let's see. What do I do for, do I go receiver here? I'm trying to think who's.
Well, I certainly think, what do you have? You only have three receivers. You probably need to, you have four pass catchers, three receivers. You probably want to grab another one here.
I'm going to go Zach Ertz. Now I don't think I need another tight end. I got Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert. Yeah. What more do you need?
Oh my goodness. You're just bringing the old team back together. Look at
bringing
you.
The band back together.
Look at you.
Probably need to lean on some receivers. I do have four running backs.
You want to get us caught up, Sean?
Yeah. So, I mean, Tom Brady and then Damian Pierce, Zach Ertz, Cordero Patterson goes to Gindy. Andrew's back on the clock.
Man, you know what? The more and more I read about him, I do think he's going to be a target hog in the offense. Sorry, Kramer.
Fuck.
Kenny Galladay.
He was in the queue. People are really sleeping on him. And what I would point out to you is that me reading the tea leaves suggests that I think he's going to potentially be the clear number one.
Wow.
There's been some comments about Kadarius Toney and how he's coming along great, but it's a long process, which makes me wonder if he's maybe gonna struggle to see the field. I think Galladay is just you're getting him at an all time low. So, all right, am I up? Oh man, and I was just like triple sniped.
Josh Palmer goes, Robert Woods, Rondale Moore, Kramer. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm not over. I'm gonna button up my second
Matt Stafford. Getting that elbow pain, lower back. You got to get Matt Stafford a wobble board, Ryan. Help out his core.
Yeah, you know, obviously I have Cooper Kupp already, so I'm somewhat invested in this the season being well, and it's late enough to where now I'm just pushing forward on nothing but running backs and wide receivers here on out.
SG.pn/donate. Let's go, baby. Come on.
Again, if you know, there is a benefit to a bigger donation if you want more raffle tickets. That's up to you, though. If you like supporting good causes and you like SGP merch.
All right. Mecole Hardman, Aaron Rodgers goes. Aaron Rodgers, man, would have been he's a fun second stack. He can be your second stack. Crazy. Mecole Hardman, Jalen Tolbert goes.
It looks like in the YouTube chat, Fanger Banger just donated to Daryl. So appreciate that. And I see Gindy threw a $100 donation in here as well. I know he really wants that either the poster or the helmet. So I'm sure he'll be throwing a couple donations in.
I love this.
Stacking the odds. I like it. Devin Singletary goes, Darnell Henderson, Isaiah Spiller. Oh, Jason Swoboda, fellow Eagles fan in there.
He got you, man.
He got me. Up.
All right, what's next?
Do we want to give an extra ticket to anybody that is currently drafting with us when they donate?
Sure.
All right.
Sounds great. Bonus ticket.
Jacoby Myers goes.
See, Andrew's an idea man.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, this is an interesting portion of the draft.
Friermuth goes. Love me some Pat Friermuth.
Oh boy. All right. You know, I'm just going to do it because I see the upside case. I understand it.
Oh, Rashad White, rookie from the Tampa Bay Bucks.
I don't think he's going to go much further based on where he's been drafted up to in the underdog realm.
Do you guys want to touch on this real quick? There's a breathing fantasy football literally in the YouTube chat said he can't figure out how to get the link to work. You want to go over that again real quick?
Yeah, I'm going to, let's see. He can't figure out how to donate. Let's see.
It says I can't figure out how to get the link to work for donating.
There we go. You know what? That's a great. I just drafted. I got a little time off. I think everyone should be able to see. Oh, I see what I got to do.
It's a fantastic pick, by the way, Kramer.
Thank you.
Alexander Madison, Rashad White, Cole Kmet, off the board.
No.
I mean, guys are asking for trades off that team. I would be careful. All right.
Ryan really hates the,
can you guys, all right, it's on the screen. Cool. I'm going to come. You know what? It's time. You guys aren't taking this seriously enough. Let's go. I'm going to do a little donation. Wait, that's share.
All right. I'm two picks away. Devontae Parker, Irv Smith.
Julio falling all the way to 130. Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah, he's fun. And now you have did you have Brady as well, right?
Nope. No QB yet. We're going to just ride this one out.
I like it. White knuckling it.
All right. I'm if you're watching on YouTube, you're watching me.
Oh, Gindy, you bastard, taking Justin Fields.
You got to cheer for this because I'm about to put I'm taking a C note out of the duffel bag, Sean, and I'm dropping it in the fucking donation bar or a jar.
Just so don't put your credit card thing on the screen.
Okay, I won't show you that. I'll come back once I've finished.
You'll have to trust Ryan. He's putting it in there. Kirk Cousins goes, KJ Osborne goes, both to me, back to back, little mini stack there. Andrew, what do you think of that play there?
I like it a lot actually, because I hate Adam Thielen. I think he is awful. Gindy and I actually have a bet that he does not finish. Oh, come on, Ginder.
Gindy took Jahan Dotson.
I know. Come on. Shout out Penn State and Commanders. But yeah, I like the strategy. I think Thielen is going to fall on his face. He has to finish as a top 30 wide receiver in fantasy for the bet. So Ginder took him as a top 30. I think he's going to finish outside. So, man, you know what? I'll take a second. I don't like it, but
I'm worried about. Yeah,
so I actually like that strategy a whole lot.
I like Kosicki, fellow Penn State guy. I was super high on him, but it does seem like they're using him as a blocker. Again, early on, who knows what this McDaniel offense is going to look like, but that would scare me slightly.
Yeah, I just don't know what other tight end they're going to use in Miami, right? I mean, he's going to get some work, but I am worried about how much they want to use him for blocking purposes. So I guess we'll see, but I did kind of do the friendship strategy and stack him with Waddle.
Yeah, don't mind that. All right. Talking about Sleeper. That's right. You probably already play fantasy on Sleeper. I know we use it for our Dynasty League. I know Andrew's in that league as well. They have over 4 million users. And what's going to be awesome, NFL season, as you know, right around the corner, they're the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. So you're going to be able to pick over unders in your like fantasy section there. Again, if you haven't signed up with their new over under game, I don't know what you're doing. I actually hit a couple of these three team player prop parlays for baseball, turning 25 into 125 bucks. Nice little way to grind out some afternoon baseball. You can win 2x all the way up to 20x. Again, you guys know how to do player prop over unders. Very fun. Adds a nice little sweat to the game, and you get the 100% deposit bonus. All you got to do is go to sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Sleeper.com/SGP. Get a match up to $100 on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. And we're also brought to you by IP Vanish. That's right. Lock up your internet security, encrypt it all. You don't want people hacking your passwords. I mean, there's so much sensitive information. Ryan almost just gave out his credit card number on the screen. That's why you need to lock up your IP Vanish. Keep it safe and secure. IPvanish.com/SGP. You get 70% off the year. And again, if you've never used a VPN, you can pick your location. You can hide your location. Very useful. And you get 9 months free, essentially 70% off. And there's a 30-day money back guarantee in case you don't like it, but I know you're going to like it. IPvanish.com/SGP. All right. After Gesicki goes, Albert O, Isaiah McKenzie, Michael Carter, Kenny Gainwell, who's dealing with a hip injury right now, just came out today. Keep an eye on that. Tyler Allgeier goes to Kramer. He's kind of a fun play in that Atlanta offense.
I mean, it sounds like he could be the guy. I don't know. I haven't really. I'm trying to avoid Atlanta Falcons Reddit. I feel like I'm so optimistic. I don't want to read anything negative. But it does seem like he has a pretty clear path to a decent workload.
And then after that, Christian Watson goes to Terrell. Michael Gallup gone, David Njoku, DJ Chark, Gerald Everett, and James Robinson. Oh, Jay Swoboda stole him from me. He was definitely sitting around in my queue. Terrell's coming up. Kramer's coming up.
And then if you're watching on YouTube, you'll notice that the little, we just crossed over $1,000.
Wow. So,
Thermometer updated. We are now 10% of the way to go. We're still in the first draft.
Still in the first hour. And again, if you're listening to the audio podcast, head over to sportsgamingpodcast.com/YouTube. Hop in one of these live drafts, cheer Kramer on, donate, win some prizes. And it's just a hell of a lot of fun, honestly. Terrell takes Romeo Dubs. God damn it. He was in my queue. I love
what Terrell just did.
I know.
I mean, Terrell just, you know, that's fantastic. Taking both Watson and Dubs.
Sneaky little
bastard.
He didn't
get Lazard, did he?
No, but he does have. Okay. He does have
Rodgers.
Yeah. So he's got Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow, Javonte Williams, Nick Chubb. Damn, his team is good. I like it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers as your second stack. That's crazy. You know, he's got a chip on his shoulder. Trevor Lawrence goes, Hunter Henry goes, Nyheim Hines goes to Kramer. Kramer, I feel like I was always the Nyheim Hines advocate.
No, I mean, I'm just take, I don't have a single pass catching guy who's going to get me some points week to week. So,
oh, George Pickens, man, my queue is getting raided.
I was going to say he just popped out of my queue as well. I'm light on receivers now. So I'll be going heavy on some pass catchers with hopefully some paths to getting some work. I like the, there's another guy falling out of my queue. Jameson Williams.
Yeah. He's a fun rookie to take a shot on for sure. Tarrion Davis Price. I'm sure some people have him loaded up.
No, what are you doing, Sean?
All right, come on. You're eyeing Wandale Robinson.
No, come on. Why are we talking at all? Let's just wait for my pick before you say anything. You can't take back.
And Andrew Robb goes to Robert Tonyan. Love the Tonyan play. And I'm sure our boy Terrell had an eye on him as well.
All right, five more rounds to get those donations in.
Oh, Gindy, you bastard! New rule: Gindy can't be in these drafts.
They know
he took Nico Collins.
They understand what we're looking to do. It's a problem.
It's you know, what am I supposed to do here? All right, what
he talks to me every day about best ball, so you know you gotta expect that he knows what's going on.
He's back. He has an ability to take the top off the defense. KJ Hamler. He's just a perfect, super fun guy to have in best ball. Like I don't understand why you wouldn't want him in your best ball team. So I took KJ Hamler. Who else do I like? Khalil Herbert. I mean, they have David Montgomery running special teams.
Is that a problem?
No, I don't think they're tied to him as their number one back.
All right. Well, I feel like got a lot of energy, not feeling drained at all.
1 hour in.
1 hour in. We're gonna have to catch up. We're a little behind already. I guess we did have a bit of some talking up top.
Yeah. Tyrion Davis Price goes to Gindy. Like that. Mm. God, I know.
I hate drafting around him.
Andrew Robb sitting here. What are you going to do, Andrew?
Oh, man, this is going to be gross.
No, that's not gross. Great pick.
Daniel Jones. Great pick. Off the board.
Excellent pick. All right.
Did just want to give everybody an update here. I had some more donations come in. It looks like Tristan, which I believe is in the one here. I think he's in the YouTube chat as well. Yeah. He donated. Oh. So hope we get an extra ticket. Shout out to Magic Man Blanco. He also donated.
Hell yeah.
Friend of the show.
Legend.
I mean, just for people, so people know about Magic Man. He once provided food for a Madden sim stream, unsolicited. So all time fucking goat. And speaking of all time goats, Robbie Anderson off the board, Sean.
Robbie Anderson gone. Zamir White goes, who is definitely a guy kicking around in my queue as well. Jamal Williams, and expect his ADP to skyrocket along with the rest of the Lions after Hard Knocks debuts tonight. Oh. Shout out to Jake for reminding us in the YouTube chat that Hard Knocks is tonight, Ryan.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. One ear, out the other.
No, you know.
Too much on your mind, draft day.
Well, and actually, if you're going to be watching Hard Knocks, perfect second screen experience, draft day with Hard Knocks. We should do this every year. Jamal Williams goes. Oh, I just said that. No, Fant. Kramer, you're on the clock. What are you doing?
He's going to be used so much in this offense.
Wandale Robinson.
Sorry, Andrew.
Come on.
He's going to be fucking carrying the ball. He's going to, we'll see how it works out, but I'm mad I didn't draft more of him earlier in the summer.
Andrew, what are we looking at here? Laviska Shenault, Marvin Jones, who, if you had to pick one, what are you doing?
I'd rather wait and take Visca. I love Marvin Jones, but I think Visca is more versatile. I think they're going to use him a little better this year. So I honestly, you can get him rounds later. And yeah, I mean, that's what I prefer.
They're a pretty big difference in ADP. And Jay Swoboda picking up Jameis Winston here, like a late Winston stack. He of course rolled his ankle, left practice, by all accounts, not serious. But I think that offense is pretty interesting.
Kramer, anybody else I should be looking at here in from Giants camp? Any other wide receivers?
Oh my God, Tristan!
Oh Jesus! Isaiah, come on,
we gotta stop talking about players. Isaiah Pacheco,
Colin Johnson is the only guy that I would is probably not drafted yet.
You could have just said no instead of giving me some fake name. That's all right.
What about Will Fuller? Where are we at with Will Fuller? It seems like he'll probably end up on a team, and for best ball, maybe he's interesting. Am I crazy there?
No, I think Will Fuller's a good pick. Again, you can get him late. I actually drafted him last night in a puppy in, oh boy, what was it? Round 17, I believe. He just kept falling, and I'll take the shot. I mean, it's, you know, how many people in round 17 are you truly going to pick that you think are going to be a league winner? I mean, he has the ability to take the top off. You saw what he did with Deshaun Watson. So I like him. If he ends up in Green Bay or in Dallas, I think those are two really good landing spots for him to like actually be successful.
Daryl Williams, Jarvis Landry, Alec Pierce, Van Jefferson, all off the board. Marvin Jones goes.
It is interesting that you can acquire some super late Rams, a team that's going to pass a shitload.
Yeah.
Maybe they will completely crater and Matt Stafford's hurt, but.
All right. Any Minnesota pass catchers that are available that would be worth drafting, Andrew? This late?
I don't think so. You took the last one I think has any value in Osborne. So yeah. I mean, outside of that, I think Irv Smith's already gone too. So you know,
and Irv Smith with the
I don't think so
the hand thing that kind of scares me. Paris yep. Campbell goes. Jared Goff off the board. Wow. Ryan, you still have one quarterback, right?
Two. Oh, I have Stafford in the
morning. Okay, that's right.
No big deal.
You're going with good quarterbacks this time.
Well, I mean, you should. Will Fuller. Wow.
See, we talk these guys up and then they get drafted. I hate it.
We just have to say names.
Yes. Love Kendrick Bourne. I hope he's around. I hope you I can get some Kendrick Bourne. Raheem Mostert goes to Andrew Robb there. Andrew, I like the Mostert pick. Miami, it still seems
running,
like
he was running with the starters the other day.
Yeah, it still seems like it's up for grabs, you know?
Oh boy, Evan Ingram.
Evan Ingram. All right, so now we're just in receiver bullet time for me. Corey Davis, is he interesting? AJ Green, Odell maybe making a playoff run.
I mean, we're still in the 16th round. You can draft guys who aren't on a team. You can't draft guys who aren't on a team yet, right?
Quez Watkins. And LaVisca Shenault.
No. All right.
Quez Watkins.
Two and a half rounds left. Get the donations in.
Let's go. Yeah, we are just kicking off the 16th round. Two more rounds to go. And the first draft of draft day will be in the books. All right. So I got
Terrell claiming he has the winning team. he's pulled it off.
He's called a shot. I like it.
So what are you going to be doing while I'm in here working this entire time, Sean? You going to hang out?
Relax. Okay. Hang out with Colby. Play Tecmo Super Bowl. Live the dream.
The draft is moving. I will say that.
Do I have to draft Byron Pringle?
You don't have to draft anyone.
Corey Davis goes to Andrew Robb. I threw Corey Davis out. He was someone I was considering. Make the case for Corey Davis.
I mean, he's just the guy. I mean, he's big. You know, I think Zach Wilson and him had a decent connection last year. You know, again, I know they took Garrett Wilson, which is exactly why I took Corey Davis, friendship strategy. You know, I'll just make a bet that one of those guys, you know, end up being pretty decent on a weekly basis. And again, I'll be eyeing up the MILF Hunter here coming up. Hopefully nobody, you know, decides to snag him from me.
That would be filthy if someone sniped. I mean, there's still a decent amount of quarterbacks out there.
Mac Jones goes, Matt Ryan, Donovan Peoples Jones.
All right, I'm going to take a starting wide receiver who also fits a stack. What do you think?
Devin Duvernay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to make of the.
He's the starting. He's going to be the guy running deep routes, right? It just seems like he's gonna have a couple games. I like him with the Lamar builds.
Okay. Gus Edwards goes, Terrell, who I think also has Dobbins, maybe. Ooh, D'Ernest Johnson goes, who's someone I had in my queue. He's kind of interesting because they paid him. You know, you can see the case for why he might be involved there. J.D. McKissick.
Kramer, if you do. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, J.D. McKissick. Anything left for J.D. McKissick?
Yeah, I mean, I think Wentz again is going to have to get rid of the ball. You posted it the other day that Sweat was chasing him down, telling him to get rid of the ball. So, I mean, I think that McKissick's definitely going to, he'll probably end up catching somewhere in the range of like 45 to 55 balls. So I think that that's a very good pick. And again, it's going to be all because Wentz can't decide what to do with it. And they're going to just tell him, dump it off.
Yeah.
I mean, Kramer, if you do want to stack Tylan Wallace or James Proche, have been both getting very good reports from camp. So again, if you want to take another shot in the Baltimore,
one of them may be in my queue already. So thank you.
I'm going to assume it's Proche.
Yeah. He's coming off right now.
All right. Haskins now have goes three of Jordan. Proche goes to Kramer. I don't even know much about Proche.
Again, he's listed as a starter right now.
Okay.
So it's basically Bateman. The three wide is Proche, Bateman, and Duvernay. So not that they're going to run that very often, but it does sound like Proche is lining up in two wide sets with Bateman. So
Deshaun Watson going would not be drafting Deshaun Watson.
He's missing the whole year. All right. We got one round left for donations, and then we're doing, we're giving stuff away for the first time.
Shout out senior fantasy editor Justin Bruni has also donated.
Oh yeah. Yes. Hell there yeah. Bruni. Yeah. And check out the SGPN fantasy football feed. It's been lit the fuck up. We got some serious content going on. Dynasty content, IDP content, as Andrew mentioned, best ball content. So we have lit that shit up for football season. And Sean.
Yes.
Brand new. The NFL gambling podcast coming to your airwaves. Oh my God.
Hell yeah. Sure more NFL picks.
Exactly. I've had a couple of people say to me, isn't that your show? Yes, we will also talk about the NFL, but more NFL is good. So what do you think, Andrew? Have we achieved success on the first hour from a fundraising standpoint?
Yes, we are 15% of the way there. So I would say if we, you know, if we could just keep this pace throughout, I think that will, help Darryl out tremendously. So yeah, I think we're on a good pace so far.
Hell. Oh, I see Cousin Mush getting involved in the donations. Hell yeah, Cousin Mush. Which, by the way, if you Cousin Mush meet and greet live in Vegas for week one.
Catching people up. Ronald Jones, Sammy Watkins, Zach Wilson. Goes to Andrew Robb, who he, like you said, MILF Hunter, loading him up. Carson Wentz goes to Gindy. That's unfortunate. I took rookie receiver Tyquan Thornton for the Patriots. Who knows? He's shining in camp. I like having a couple of rookies just in case. And then J.D. McKissick, my 18th pick. So 18 players in the books. I got Hurts, Kirk Cousins, Najee Harris, James Conner, Kareem Hunt, Damian Pierce, Khalil Herbert, J.D. McKissick, receivers, Mike Evans, Gabe Davis, Devonta Smith, K.J. Osborne, K.J. Hamler, Quez Watkins, LaVisca Chenault, and Tyquan Thornton, and Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert rocking at four tight ends. So feel good about my team.
You want my team?
Yes. Yeah, so you still have one pick.
Don't worry. Left. No okay. One's there. Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, going with A.J. Dillon, Antonio Gibson, Rashad Penny, Rashad White, Tyler Allgeier, Nyheim Hines, Cooper Kupp, T. Higgins, Marquise Hollywood Brown, Wandell Robinson, Van Jefferson, Devin Duvernay, James Prochet. My receivers are pretty weak. I'm realizing that now. I'll also have one more receiver in a second. And then Mark Andrews and Dawson Knox. Yeah, I don't mind the team. I think in hindsight, I would have maybe not taken Algier and Hines, taken some receivers there and waited. But we'll see. This is a different build, that's for sure. And that was my goal for draft day. Let's do some different stuff. You know, tying it all the way back to Darryl. Odell Beckham just joined the squad to stack with Stafford. To tie it back to Darryl and his hatred of Red Bull Racing, they have a saying at Red Bull Racing: don't expect different if you don't do different. So I today, like, I'm doing different. I'm going to diversify the portfolio a little bit. We got, what, 3 picks left? And then we're doing a little raffle drawing?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's go. Andrew, raffle. What do you got? Who's your team? How do you feel?
So very, very weak at quarterback. Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, running back, Breece Hall, J.K. Dobbins, Tony Pollard, Raheem Mostert, Tyler Batty, wide receiver, C.D. Lamb, Mike Williams, Jalen Waddle, Treylon Burks, Garrett Wilson, Kenny G, Julio, Corey Davis, tight ends, Kelsey, Gesicki, and Tonyan.
Love All it. Right. Love it. I like the Tonyan. I mean, to your point, maybe a little weak on quarterback there, but I like everyone else. All right. Hey, we're going to wrap this episode up, but before we do that, and obviously the draft will continue, the live stream will continue, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. If you're hearing this and it's not noon Pacific on a Wednesday, it means you still have time to get in. Donate, obviously, that's huge. youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Any shares on social media, that's huge as well. Appreciate all the support we get, and I know Darryl really appreciates it as well. All right, Andrew, let's what are we giving away for the good people?
Yeah, so we're definitely going to be giving away a underdog credit as well as a $50 merch store gift card.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, let's do it.
So if you give me 1 second, let me throw the rest of it in here real quick.
We need like an auctioneer. Sometimes.
All right.
Oh yes. Yes. The moment we've all been waiting for.
Yep. It's randomizing right now. Spinning the wheel.
Can we get some sound effects, please?
It is Ben Copeland.
Oh.
He donated $100, had 5 tickets in here. So, yeah, Ben Copeland, congratulations.
All right,
congrats,
you are. Yeah, if he's in here, if he wants to send me a message, I don't know if he's in the Discord or if you're in the live chat. Oh yeah, he's right there in the live chat. Send me your email so I can get a hold of you, please.
Oh yeah.
So he wins the best ball, the free best ball entry, and the $50 gift card, right?
Yeah, we can. Yes. Yeah.
Now,
go ahead.
What happens if someone isn't living in a state that underdog is currently? What are we going to do about the credit?
Well, we'll have to figure that out.
Well, if that happens, we'll re auction them off, and we'll figure out the best.
We'll get that taken care
but
of.
But I'm sure the $50 SGPN merch store is good in all 50 states.
All 50 states. I think even we ship to Canada as well. Don't hold me to that. I'm pretty sure we do. Store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Grab some draft day merch. And again, hop in. If you're listening to the audio podcast, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Help cheer Kramer on. Andrew, they're going to be holding it down for 24 hours straight. I'm going to sign off the audio version, but the live stream will continue as we load up the next best ball.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
One down, 23 to go.
And Kramer, let it ride.